weather would last forever. 7 after the hour, first full day of summer 2012. Officially arrived late yesterday. And so, Jennifer, there is a lot in the northeast here where I am. Record temperatures. National Weather Service says New York, Philadelphia, Boston will have temperatures 20 degrees above average. Uh-oh. Into the high 90s. Supposed to be 98 today.
Are you, are you brushing off your corduroy thong so that you can go with the swimming pool?
Probably not.
No?
The humidity yesterday, I was on the, we were baling hay, and the young fellow who was on the wagon almost fainted. It was so hot, I had to stop. There are gusty winds out in Colorado still. Firefighters, though, say they have contained about 45% of that, you know, the big fire out there.
That's good news, yeah.
Yeah, 100 square miles have been burned. Temperatures that were 20 degrees cooler there yesterday, so that was good for the firefighters.
I don't know how you guys do that heat and humidity thing on the East Coast, though.
Yeah, it's not anything you have to contend with on the West Coast, which is very cool. You'll pardon the...
Yeah. I mean, it gets hot here, don't get me wrong, but it's never as humid as...
It's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat, which makes it much more tolerable.
Yeah. And there were really bad rains. Those of you who are in Duluth, Minnesota, what's it like there? 800-510-8255. Let's see. The animals in the zoo at Duluth drowned
in
all the rain. Yeah, right. There was sewerage everywhere in Duluth yesterday. Ay, man. So the Good Day program of this hour aimed at presenting you with as much information, things that you perhaps didn't know about what's happened the last 24 hours or so. That's the job that Jennifer Horn and I have. And we're happy to bring you up to date on a lot of things, and you can jump in if you'd like. 800-510-8255 as we quickly move through the hot topics of the day, hot literally and figuratively. The weather yesterday had nothing to do with a problem on a JetBlue flight. It was forced to make an emergency landing after the plane suffered mechanical problems. You hear this story?
No.
The jet had hydraulic problems, those crap can Airbuses. According to the passengers on the plane, it jerked from side to side through the whole flight. The flight was like a four-hour flight, and they didn't land the plane right away. They kind of tried to fiddle with it. The passengers were vomiting everywhere. The plane was up and down and sideways.
And they wouldn't land it?
Apparently not. 5 hours of this almost. 4 hours of some odd missions.
I would want to get out of there as quickly as possible.
I would want to as well. All right, so the ladies on The View talked about this yesterday. Let's listen to them and what they, imagine yourself in that circumstance. That's perhaps what this is about.
A JetBlue flight lost its hydraulic system, so passengers were tossed around from side to side for 4 hours while the plane burned off enough fuel to balance itself for landing. I would have eaten my way through that plane. I would have eaten my way into that chamber where the guys were in the cockpit, and I would have eaten all the stuff out of there. 4 hours? 4 hours of this?
My nightmare is being on a... If I am on a plane and Whoopi Goldberg is on the plane...
That's right. You don't want me on the plane.
I'm changing my flight.
Yeah. That's your nightmare.
That's my nightmare.
Imagine, though, put yourself in that position.
I would flip out. I would be so...
What would be going on with you? Ay, 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 ay. 800-510-8255. I don't know. Is there anything new with Jerry Sandusky in that mess? They rested their case.
Mm-hmm.
Sandusky didn't defend himself. Let's see here. There are nine men, right? Did they all testify? I'm trying to remember whether I haven't. This kind of stuff disgusts me. So,
I read the details yesterday of one of the guys that testified, and just it makes you sick. Some of the stuff that came out.
How, what is there about Pennsylvania? There's a story that you may not have heard. The Sandusky thing, most everybody is talking about, but this is a story back to the Catholic Church. A judge in Philadelphia ordered jurors in the sex abuse trial of a Monsignor to continue deliberating after they said they were unable to reach a consensus. William Lynn, who's 62, is the Monsignor accused of helping the church cover up abuse complaints. charged with conspiracy, charged with child endangerment. He is the first church official to be charged with these crimes. 21 years in jail if he gets convicted. There are so many more of these cases, so many more disgusting examples of this kind of stuff going on, not only in our country, but around the world. And it's all been hidden by those, excuse me, no. Every time I get off on this, it sounds like I don't like the Catholic Church. I like the people. Why should I have to explain myself, Jennifer? You're Catholic.
I appreciate that you say you don't necessarily, I mean, organized religion is not necessarily your thing. It's not necessarily just the Catholic Church, correct?
No. But one of the reasons the Catholic Church is not my thing is because of this kind of stuff and the way these men in dresses have for years tried to cover up all of this stuff instead of what is there about the freakish need that people have to control what others do? What the hell difference does it make whether men who serve God are married or not? And how do these people claim that their religion is better than everybody else's? And people actually buy it. Did you buy it as a Catholic growing up?
That our religion was better? No, we were never taught that. We were just, we weren't taught that our religion was better than anybody else's. We were told that, I mean, I think you feel like you're doing the right thing. You're told that this is the right way to go. I don't think you put other people down, though. But I contend I would be a much happier Catholic if they would let priests get married. Absolutely.
But how does the church even keep itself on an even keel with all this? They say, well, it's not the church, it's the people running it. Well, so why'd you get rid of the people who are running it? No answer to that, right?
No, because there's no answer. Yeah. I mean, that could be, I don't know. I mean, I think what you see going on in the Catholic Church is people that want to keep it as it was 100 years ago, and then you have what's really happening in modern times. And I don't necessarily think that you need to have Snooki as a priest, you know, to adapt to modern times, but, you know, there's got to be something where you kind of embrace the family structure a little bit more, I think.
Yeah. All right. There's nothing good to be gained from having
that. No, because you and I are not going to change this as much as we want to.
Well, you know what? That gets to another. What can we change? What can you, Jennifer Horn, what can I, Doug Steffen, what can you, the folks who are listening to this program right now, change about anything?
The only thing we can change is ourselves. And by doing change with ourselves, we can hope we can change other people, too.
Okay. So fundraising for the presidency. $1 billion, they're on their way. The super PACs, the violation that is of anything right and just by that the Supreme Court ruling Citizens United a couple of years ago, that really is ruining our country.
We're already getting campaign ads in California. Now, keep in mind, we just voted in our primary a week ago.
Yeah.
We're getting ads from President Obama's camp or whoever's supporting it. I've always been in my, this is so funny, I've heard this commercial four times and I've always been in my closet putting things away or folding laundry. But it's the commercial where he's saying, you know, we just need to charge the wealthy just a little bit more to fix our problems in the country. And, you know, jump on board and urge your Congress people to pass our whatever bill he's doing.
Yeah. Garbage.
I know. It sounds so simple.
Yeah, right. the boat hoax, remember that from a month or so ago? The distress call about a boat blowing up in the waters off New Jersey. Apparently, the same person did the same thing in Texas earlier in May. Somebody called the Coast Guard claiming to be the captain of a yacht that exploded off the coast of Sandy Hook, New Jersey. Coast Guard says same thing happened in Texas on May 20th. This event in New Jersey was June 11th. Coast Guard said both calls came from a land-based radio, went to a specific Coast Guard radio channel, and they think they're doing voice checking. You know how they can take a voice and they can
try to figure out who it is.
Right. Yeah. They say it's the same. The voice, what is that tool called?
Recognition. Voice recognition.
Voice recognition. Yeah. Yeah.
Jack Bauer used it all the time.
Right. How could I forget? Yeah.
Yeah.
Suggests that the same person called. So why would you do this?
Attention.
I guess. All right. You know what? We need a rest for a minute. 800-510-8255. It's 17 after the hour, and good day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete. But when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential? With quality ingredients? Clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one. Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum. Always your most complete.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing could be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, so Jen, what's trending? What's exciting? I'm looking at my list on Yahoo of the popular topics right now. I don't, that word is a weird, weird topic. What are people talking about? Yeah.
Number one right now is Vanessa Minnillo, who's married to Nick Lachey.
Yeah.
And that's because she was flaunting her baby bump yesterday, and her husband's getting back together with the boy band 98 Degrees this summer for one more tour.
Wasn't he
so
married
that's
to
trending.
Jessica Simpson?
He sure was, yep. Yeah. And then number two on Yahoo right now is Wynonna Judd and her marriage photos, because she got married over the weekend.
Did she?
She did. Isn't that
Who'd
cool?
she marry?
I have no idea. A nice gentleman, it looks
I've
like.
I've always liked her. There's something about her that I really like.
John Cena is also trending because he's divorcing his wife. So there you go.
He's also helping somebody with one of those wishes.
Yeah, make a wish. He is.
Yeah,
sure is.
All right, 21 after.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It was a domestic dispute between a man and his wife in New York the other day. Paul Wood was arrested after he threw the family cat at his wife during an argument.
Threw the cat?
Oh, my God.
The cat, which still has its claws, hit his wife in the back of the head. Fortunately, neither
tried to hang on.
The cat were injured. He's been charged with fourth-degree criminal mischief. He's been called the crazed cat tosser by the New York media.
Police, drop the cat.
Come join us. Let's step into the day.
There's a new weapon in the war on terror. This is very cool. I love these technological advances that the military comes up with. It's being reported, this is true, that the United States military has created tiny drones the size and shape of insects. Seriously. Yeah, these tiny drones don't kill anybody, but they can totally ruin Al-Qaeda's annual summer picnic.
Ruining everything.
In Chicago, some anti-Mitt Romney protesters told reporters they're being paid to protest. They said they're being paid by Democrats to stand outside and chant anti-Romney slogans. Well, who says President Obama isn't creating any new jobs? There's a bunch of jobs. There's some jobs right there. Those are new jobs.
Hey, here's some political news. Today, President Obama uses executive privilege to withhold documents about a weapons operation called Fast and Furious. I don't know what's scarier, that we can't see those documents, or that the government is naming operations after Vin Diesel movies. I don't know.
800-510-8255. Hi to our friends listening in Albany and in Syracuse. Hello, hello, New York State. Good to have you on board. And Wheeling, Virginia, too. Chicago area. Nice to have you guys on board. Oklahoma City. What's wrong with that?
Oh, Casey, we got to get him back tonight, guys.
We'll get who back tonight?
It's the NBA Finals, OKC versus Miami.
It's summertime. Why are we still playing basketball?
Because basketball can be played any time of the year, sir. Hockey.
No, it should be played in the wintertime. This is baseball season. Yeah. But you can play a pickup game if you want on the court next door. But
that's allowed in Doug Steffen Land.
That's right.
But you may not play.
We're welcome to Dudley World. 800-510-8255. The ladies on the let's listen to Wendy Williams. Actually, both the ladies on The View and Wendy Williams had a take on Alec Baldwin's shoving a member of the press the other day. But I think Wendy's is more interesting.
About this Alec Baldwin thing, I mean, he does it to himself. I understand that you don't like headlines and tabloids and paparazzi and all that, but it's hard to feel sorry for Mr. Famous Rich Guy, isn't it, you guys? That kind of what you ask. I'm going to talk to Piers about it later on when he comes out here. But Alec and his fiance were walking out of the courthouse here in New York City. They're saying that they were getting their marriage license. And then something happened. I'm not sure exactly what, because the reports are very conflicting. But we got a picture from the New York Daily News. Uh-huh. And whatever it is, it looks like Alex doing it all. Looking 25, I might add. Alex, your fiance, his fiance is a Pilates teacher. And clearly, like, your body looks terrific. But that temper is off the chain. The photographer says that Alec was screaming for him to move back, move back. And he says that, you know, he did move back, but Alec still attacked him. I'm sure that there's more to the story, like the photographer didn't move, and Alec, he shouldn't have done that, though. Because, you know, you know that there's another photographer taking a picture of you attacking a photographer, Alec. And also, as soon as paparazzi and the troublemakers find out that you are a hothead, they do things just to make you a hothead so they can get a quick lawsuit from you. It's just what are you doing?
All right. Pablo Stephan here on the Good Day program. 800-510. Why did I say that? I just felt
I don't
like
know.
Pablo.
Pablo. But that's like what I'm going to call you all day now.
Pablo for a day. What about
there
it?
There you go.
How many people would like to have me just change my name for a day? It's the Pablo Stephan Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Before diesel engines took over in the 1950s, most trains were powered by steam. And as any rail enthusiast will tell you, this is really the way to relive the golden age of train travel, if you can find it. The Niles Canyon Railway dates back to 1862 with the formation of the first Western Pacific Railroad Company. Its collection includes lumber and mining trains dating back to 1913. Plus, you can actually take a vintage General Motors coach to and from the railway. In Utah, the Heber Valley Railroad runs through the original Denver and Rio Grande Western Rail Line along Highway 189. Both of its 1907 Baldwin steam locomotives have heated coaches, so these trains are even a great experience in the winter. The Delaware River Railroad Excursions is the only operating steam locomotive in New Jersey, and they run all year long. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelight.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Stuff. How are you doing in the taking care of yourself department today? Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen.
So far, so good.
A reminder about the weather and the heat ducking and running for cover. It is actually the first full day of summer. And our poll at DougSteffen.com asks about your favorite summer food. Is it watermelon, corn on the cob, strawberries, tomatoes, cherries, or is it just so hard for you to pick? Only
those are all pretty good.
One. Oh,
what
man.
Do you think? Mine's a real toss-up between them all, but probably corn and watermelon are the leaders there.
You know what you just did?
What?
You did what I do. You ask a question, then you answer it.
And then answered it. All right, so I'm asking you, Dougie. Come on.
Yes.
Come on, Pablo.
God, I love you. Pablo Steffen here on the Good Day program. Actually, corn on the cob and cherries. Probably strawberries this year got wiped out where I am because the weather got warm early in the season, and the strawberry plants flowered, and then it got cold and lousy, and most of the plants died. So the farmers, my close friend who has the truck farm nearby, we share. I have the dairy farm, he has the truck farm, and he's lost tens of thousands of dollars because...
Question.
No strawberries!
They grow trucks? What's a truck farm? Because I could use one. What is a truck farm?
The reference to a truck farm I make from time to time. Generally, that's the produce gets picked up, put into trucks, and brought to market. So as a kid, it was always called a truck farm. How many people who are farmers recognize that term? 800-510-8255. Jennifer and Doug here with the hot topics of the day. All right, so we have to deal with the usual gossip. Oh my God, the names today. Pretty much the same list of names that we had yesterday.
Yeah.
There's new. I mean, we've heard the Alec Baldwin story enough so that it's nauseous. Charlie Sheen is on this media blitz.
Yeah, which
for
is always
who knows why.
Because anger management's getting ready to start, so he's all over the place. It starts on the 28th of June.
Yeah, so he's been asked by a lot of the reporters are doing what reporters frequently do, and that's go backwards. Go back. Okay. Why'd you say this about John Cryer? Why'd you say this about John? That's old news.
There's, you know what it is, but with something that huge and that weird, you have to ask about it. I mean, how can you not ask him about his his whole.
Well, you've heard the same
winning
answer.
Wizard
thing. You've, how many times have you heard the same answer? Over and over and over and over and over again.
You're just hoping for something new.
Yeah. How many people? Well, anyway, I was about to launch off into another thing. I'm going to leave you with whatever time you need to dig around with these people. Briscoe Palin, we talked about her yesterday.
Yeah.
And she's shown up again, this time because she won't let the father of her son, Levi.
Well, she's been complaining that Levi doesn't want to see Tripp.
Yeah.
Well, now reports are coming out. Star Magazine is where it's coming from. So
wow.
Who knows? You know, they're
authentic stuff. Yeah.
Very authentic at Star. Mm. But now the Star is saying Levi Johnston wants to see Tripp, but because he wouldn't sign a release to appear on her reality show, Life's a Trip.
Yeah.
She's been denying him the right to see the kid.
I don't think that's smart.
You? I don't know if that's true or not, but, you know, it's the report.
Well, but if that's the case, is it smart? No.
Oh, no, not smart at all. No.
I got a kick out of Alec Baldwin suggesting he wanted to retire and let his wife support him. Isn't she a Pilates instructor?
She's a Pilates instructor, yeah. But he's been saying that he wants to take a break from acting. He wants her to support him. And I think he might just be fine. He might be able to live off of his money, I'm thinking.
Right.
Now, the story that is getting me today, and
yes.
I know that you've been following this and you're going to say, I told you so. It looks like Ann Curry is getting the axe on the Today Show.
Adios, muchachos.
Yeah, they're saying that NBC's coming up with a plan to move her somewhere else on the network and to bring someone else in to host with Matt.
Not qualified.
You know, I don't think Ann is bad. I just don't think she has any chemistry
very
with that.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Everybody that knows and works on the set, we have Phil Lemper on this program all the time. He's on the Today Show with regularity. Loves Ann.
Yeah, I know.
And everybody likes her.
She's not a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, not about the fact that she's a nice lady, but she's not good in that role. That's
right.
What
she's
I've always said.
Kind of,
so the story is at DougStefan.com if you want to check it out. The rumor is that Ann Curry is on her way out at the Today Show, and the most likely person to replace her is the one that Matt's having an affair with.
Savannah Guthrie. Well, they have chemistry. At least we know
Rumor has it.
Rumor has it.
Yeah, I don't know that much about her, frankly. What is she? What is her story? Has she always been?
I don't know much about her either.
From?
I have no idea. You know, I noticed her maybe about a year ago popping up on the Today Show, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else do you have that's hot?
Oh, Adele, and I think I surprised you with this story, Dougie.
Yeah.
There's a new biography coming out where Adele admits that during her first tour, she got into a really deep, dark place with alcohol, and she would go on stage and she'd be visibly intoxicated. She'd forget the lines to her songs. She said it was really hard. It was also really hard for her to stop, but apparently she's gotten it under control. So
when I first saw her, it's funny, my mind went into a place with her, wondering what the real story. Somebody that young doesn't have that much soul without having some really deep experiences.
And that's funny that you should say that, because she said she started drinking not because of the stresses of going on tour or trying to get her career to take off. She was drinking because of the heartbreak that she had suffered in her romantic life.
Yeah.
So, interesting that you said that. I think it all kind of built up on each other.
And you know what? People who communicate as well as she does in the genre that she's so good at, they, again, back to what you must feel in your soul, in your heart. You can't sing stuff like that without having touched those places. I think the same is true with Taylor Swift as well. Young, very, very provocative, thoughtful, way beyond her years.
Yeah, and she'll tell you herself, she's more famous for the content and the writing of her songs than she is for her voice. Her voice has gotten better and better as she's continued her career, but, you know, she's not the best voice out there, but it's because she's that total package of the writing and the guitar playing and all
that. But the experience that she has had, that she writes about, the clever ways that she tells her stories, she's 21 years old, right? 22?
Yeah.
How old is
22,
she?
22, I think, now.
Yeah. All right. She started when she was a teenager telling these stories, and they're much beyond the experiences that she writes about and she sings about, it would seem to me, test most people at that age. She's had far more experience, it would seem. Maybe, you know, which came first, the experience and then the writing, or she started singing and people like John Mayer took advantage of her and she writes stories about them. But there seem to be a lot of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what is the old egg and the hen, right? Which came first? Do you know what executive privilege is? How many people know what executive privilege is? Raise your hands.
I think I do.
You do? Okay. Would you like to explain it to all of us?
I believe executive privilege is when a president can stop a bill or sign off on something without the vote of Congress.
Mm-hmm. How do you get the authority?
We voted him in as president.
It's not in the Constitution.
No, this was something new, though, that was created by, I can't remember by which administration, but wasn't it an administration that created this rule?
Well, no, they've taken the license. Bill Clinton is the first one I remember using it, but I'm sure it was used before that. But what I want to know, and I'm asking the question because I don't know the answer, honestly, but because of what happened to Eric Holder yesterday, I'm back to this wondering, this is the first time Obama's done it, but it was done by George Bush, and as I said, Bill Clinton used it a lot. It is not constitutional. Well, if it's not in the Constitution, does that mean it's not constitutional? See, I think this is a great conversation. Forget about Eric Holder. Who cares? He's here today, gone tomorrow. It just becomes another political football. But I'm more interested in what people know about executive privilege. Clearly, that's a more interesting and important discussion for us to have nationally than, again, the political overtones of what's going on in this individual case. Because it's troubling. It has never been clearly defined by the courts. And now, Obama has used it, but as I said, Bush used it and Clinton used it. And it is very effective to stop whatever you don't want
to
go on.
Yeah, whatever you don't want happen.
Yeah, you just stop it by saying, I claim executive privilege.
Nope.
You can't have these documents. You
denied.
Can't. Right. So it's like there's a dictator.
Right.
In charge instead of an elected president.
Yeah, if you use
president.
That, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, the refusal to do something that you are told to do by another body is, well, I mean, that's sort of contemptuous. Is that the right word? Contemptuous as well, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to be questioning that and trying to find an answer, because there's such a fuzzy state of law when it comes to the showdowns between the president and the House or the Senate. How does a president just shrug off a subpoena from a congressional committee? Where does the idea of executive privilege come from? I'm honestly not aware of how this all works. And I'm trying to, I just did a little research on whether or not the Supreme Court, Nixon used it over. I think that's now the Watergate
case.
Yeah,
United States versus Nixon was the first time a Supreme Court confirmed
it. Well, Michael just said that George Washington used it.
Huh.
Yeah, according to the Washington Post.
Oh, yeah. I just thought, this topic, by the way, Doug, you're very timely with all this, yes. Because it's, what is executive privilege and how did it get started is trending right now.
All right,
and
so,
the Washington Post, because Obama did use it, the Washington Post is talking about where it came from.
Yeah, all right. So
oh,
that's
yeah,
fine.
Andrew Jackson, Thomas Jefferson, yeah.
1792, the first time.
Yeah. All right, 800-510-8255. This is the discussion. I think this is the important discussion today, trying to figure out, if in terms of current events, I think, you know, the most important discussion we can have about anything is what Alex Baldwin is going to do after he marries his. I mean, that's more important
right.
than anything.
That's
else.
Definitely more
but
important
if we get
than
into
our
the,
country's law. But
right,
yeah.
The secondary stuff is about executive privilege and what it's all about. If you have a thought or you got some knowledge, share it with all of us because that's what we're all about. The knowledge brokers, Jennifer Horn and and Doug Steffen at 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
This is news from Green Builder Media. I'm technology and environmental reporter Brett Larson. Think sustainability doesn't start at home? Then you haven't visited the new Vision House and Innoventions exhibit presented by Green Builder Media at Disney's Epcot in Orlando, Florida. Some of the green technology featured and available for your home right now are Nexia Home Intelligence from industry leaders Train and Schlage. It enables consumers to remotely manage their home's features from door locks and video surveillance to lights and heating and cooling via any web-enabled computer and most smartphones. Boral's smog-eating roof tiles sound sci-fi, but it's a revolutionary product that could make a real difference in reducing smog. Studies show that in 1 year, 2,000 square feet of new smog-eating roof tiles destroys the same amount of nitrogen oxide as a car produces in 10,800 miles. Hanwha's Solar Extra solar modules deliver the perfect mix of performance, reliability, and attractive design. These solar modules add visual appeal to your home while generating green, clean energy for your family. They will reliably produce solar energy for the next 25 years and beyond. Panasonic's WhisperGreen ventilation fans feature advanced smart flow technology, which delivers performance despite the amount of resistance. 821% more energy efficient than ENERGY STAR guidelines, WhisperGreen provides the ideal solution to comply with green building codes. A green kitchen and hardwood flooring are becoming a priority for many homeowners. Armstrong Origins cabinets are low in VOCs, and Armstrong's hardwood floors are not only beautiful, but a renewable resource that's durable and long-lasting. For more information, visit greenbuildermedia.com.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, the story of Taylor and Michael Hale. People are talking about this today in Arizona anyway. Gilbert, Arizona is their home. She was on her way to the hospital to have her baby, but the baby couldn't wait. Oh. So the mother delivered her own baby in the car on her way to the medical center.
Such a sitcom.
I know. In the time it took her husband to call 911 from the car, she delivered the baby. The baby's out. She exclaimed as her husband spoke to the operator. Less than 5 minutes had passed between the time she left her house and when she gave birth. Wow.
That's not bad. I mean, I know you have to give birth in a car, but a five-minute labor? I'm not going to complain about that too much.
She was in the front seat of the car. She opened her legs and pushed, and out came the baby.
Apparently she had a dress on.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess that would be. And the dad said, congratulations.
And then he passed out.
Yeah.
And then, wow.
Stories. You hear a lot of these stories.
Like I said, don't want to give birth in the front seat of a car, but a five-minute labor, I'm thinking a lot of ladies might trade that experience.
Judge Judy. How many people watch these daytime judge shows?
I like the People's Court
with
Judge Million.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, there's a lot.
A dispute over a dog boiled into a real fight. Allegations of violent threats and pet napping after two women squared off on Judge Judy. There's a woman who is a foster parent for dogs, claimed that a pet adoption agency in L.A. owed her money for taking care of one of the dogs. And that's where it started. And then TMZ got involved, and you can imagine where it went from there.
Downhill, I guess.
Yeah, I'll just... A lot of barking and not much biting, as you can figure it out.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Winning here, Jennifer. We're winning.
Winning.
On the Good Day program, 53 after the hour. Now it's time for us to pay attention to the world of technology in part. And apparently it's been a pretty big week for Microsoft. Our technology reporter, Shelley Palmer, will have that story for us. Just a minute here on Good Day.
A special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Three global flooring suppliers came to us to liquidate their excess inventory. We bought the flooring, and you get the deals in our major mill liquidation sale. If it's in stock, it's on sale. Get big daily deals like closeouts from only 19 cents a square foot, top quality laminates from just 29 cents a square foot, pre-finished hardwood from $159 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale this weekend at Lumber Liquidators. Don't miss it. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for your local store.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park passes by visiting our Facebook page and giving us a like. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, it's been a big week for Microsoft. At a press conference shrouded in mystery, the company announced its first tablet computer. Yesterday, it followed up by releasing details about its newest operating system, Windows Phone 8. Since entering the mobile market, Microsoft has struggled to keep up with Android and Apple, but don't count them out just yet. Though Microsoft lags behind its competitors in mobile device sales, Windows Phone 7.5 has an elegant, easy-to-use interface, and Windows Phone 8 will be very similar. The new OS will also be tied very closely to the desktop version of Windows 8, offering extraordinary integration between the Microsoft Office Suite, Xbox 360, and Microsoft's new SkyDrive storage cloud. Apple creates such a media storm that it's easy to forget that over 90% of personal computer users live and work in a Windows world. Seamless integration between phones and PCs could make all the difference for Microsoft. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose SafeLight.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Over the past 14 years, 500 children plus have died from being left alone in a hot car. Can you imagine?
No. Oh.
Summer months upon us, and with the heat in the Northeast especially, we're all thinking about this sort of thing, or at least being smart, hopefully. Brian Osich here with what parents can do to help keep their children safe.
During the sizzling hot summer months, there's a spike in accidental deaths among children due to hypothermia or heat stroke because they were left in a hot parked car. GM's James Bell.
The temperature inside a car that's parked in the sun jumps 20 degrees in just 10 minutes. You can end up seeing temperatures as hot as 130 degrees in about an hour. At this point, your vehicle can become an oven-like death trap.
This is especially dangerous for infants left inside a parked car because their bodies heat up 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's. And Bell says deaths due to hyperthermia or heat stroke don't have to happen.
There are some simple steps parents can take to keep their kids safe. Make it a habit to get the kids out of the car before the groceries or luggage. It's a good idea to put your cell phone or purse in the back seat. That way you always have to look behind you. And finally, always lock your vehicle and keep the keys away from your kids.
Bell also suggests talking with your children about the dangers of hot cars. For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from General Motors.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Eastman Kodak, Jennifer, has filed a suit against Apple to keep it from interfering with plans to sell off one of their large patent portfolios. You know, they've gone bankrupt. Lawsuit was filed the other day. Kodak says Apple has its own patents arising from the work it did with their company in the 1990s, and they don't want them to sell these off. $3 billion at stake. That's a lot of do-re-mi. 59 past the hour.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.